97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
It's your chance to win a prize if you can figure out Brian's drunken wound mystery. Do you think you can crack it? He's going to give you a little bit of context right now, how he believes or when he believes it came about. You were up in Washington, bro, for your brother's wedding, and obviously alcohol was involved. Taken from there.
Sunday, September 2nd is the day, the night that I'm assuming in that 24-hour period, this gash, 3 1/4-inch gash that I still have, like, it's a scar for life now.
Across your stomach.
Yeah. Across my stomach. And it happened that night at some point in time. I have no recollection of it happening. I have no recollection of any pain. It was at my brother's wedding. I hadn't been eating much that day because I had been helping out all day long with the wedding, helping set up, doing all the things, which is what you end up doing at a wedding when you're a family member and you forget to actually eat food. So, went into that night a little bit in the intoxicated area, and I woke up the next day. No idea what happened. I was in a hurry to get changed. I jumped in the shower. All of a sudden, I was like, ow, what is that? I look, there is a gash across my stomach. Huge
gash. It's nasty looking, too.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Check out the picture. It's up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio right now.
And I don't know how it happened. And I remember I flew home that day going, whew, things got to change, man.
There's a lot of you that have had that conversation with yourself after a huge drunken night.
Yeah, right. You wake up and you're like, where did this bruise come from? What did I do? Yeah. Whose house am I at? Why do I feel like this?
Yes.
And you look at yourself in the mirror and you take a deep breath and you're like, today is rock bottom. Tomorrow is just one step higher.
Yeah.
So coming up next in about 12 more minutes, we'll reveal how Brian actually got that injury, according to people around him that told him what he did to himself.
I was told what happened after about a couple weeks of me. Well, one, I was embarrassed to tell anybody. Then when I finally did, I heard what actually happened.
Have you drank since?
Oh, yeah, of course. Just not to that extent.
Call in right now, 877-971-HITS. If you can guess correctly, you will win as many passes as you'd like to go check out Brian at his comedy show tonight at the Brea Improv.
8 o'clock, the show is in Brea. I'm closing out the show. It's going to be a really fun time. Downtown Brea is awesome. We can high five, have a couple beers. A couple. We'll drink responsibly.
And he'll flash you with his wound.
Everyone can see the scar.
In the flesh.
We posted the picture up yesterday, and here's some of the highlights of what people are guessing, Brian, how you got your drunken wound across your stomach, okay? That Thought Celso wrote, he was doing some kinky stuff for sure.
Uh-oh.
At Electric Blue Dreams wrote, your family tried to sell your organs. No takers, so they just closed you back up.
I got a text from my Aunt Margie, who lives in Orange County, this morning. I got this text at 5 a.m. Bri, is your gash a rope burn from the ropes supporting the big gypsy tent that your brother had at his hippie wedding on Whidbey Island?
Rope burn. _ Lambros wrote, Chelsea has sharp nails. Did you check your back?
Wait.
Did Chelsea gash me?
Nope. Yeah. Chelsea,
that one's
not
off
the
table. Nope.
That's
that
awkward.
That's a little...
Right?
I got so many people saying, tweeting at me all day yesterday saying that someone stole a kidney from me or something. They're like, you should... Literally, this woman was like, you should go get a CAT scan. I'm like, I think I wouldn't have just been able to fly home the next day missing an organ.
All right, so coming up next, we'll take your phone calls, 877-971-HITS. If you can figure out Brian's drunken wound mystery, you win a prize. Good luck. Misa from Santa Ana, good morning.
Good morning.
Repping my hometown. I'm from Delhi area. Where are you at?
I'm by Maidenford.
Ah, good times. All right, so how do you think Brian got his drunken wound?
I think he had a bottle in his hand and he fell over it.
I'll guarantee you that happens.
I just got a visual of that. Like, just Brian literally holding a bottle and then just falling over for no reason. Has that happened to you, Misa?
No, but my dad has a scar that looks exactly the same on his chest, and that's how he got it.
Interesting.
I like your dad. Wow. I want to hang out with dad.
Sounds like a fun time.
We need to party with your pops sure. All right, Misa, thank you so much for guessing. That is incorrect. But if you're down to go to the Brea comedy show tonight that Brian's going to be at, we're going to hook you up with tickets, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Don't hang up.
Yeah, your name will be at the door tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Donnie from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
I love that, bro. Nice tone. How do you believe Brian got his drunken wound across his stomach?
It looked like a pretty big cut, so I thought maybe he fell into a knife or something.
Oh,
like he was either walking drunkly and he just fell into it somehow.
You were walking drunkly, and you fell into a knife.
That sounds like something that your homie would say when they get stabbed and they don't want to tell the cops
exactly.
what happened.
I fell into a knife, bro.
It happened, bro. You know, you're walking drunkly, eh?
Stumbled into a knife fight.
And when you're walking drunkly, you fall. You don't know where.
Exactly.
He's been there, man. He's been there.
My bad. Oh, that is incorrect. But just for trying, bro, we're going to hook you up with tickets to go to the Brain Improv tonight. Brian's going to be performing. It's going to be dope, all right?
For sure.
Thank you for listening to us, man. Appreciate
you. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, man. Don't be walking drunkly, all right?
No, I won't.
Be careful. All right, hang tight. Andrew from Gardena. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, bro.
You guys all. Now I'm all nervous, bro.
Nah, don't be nervous, Doc. It's all good. We don't bite. All right, man. Check this out. Can you guess how Brian got his drunken wound across his stomach, bro? For the win.
Bro, he was drunk. He was hungry. He cooked up some eggs, burned his stomach, man. I've been there.
He's like, I've seen that scar. I've seen it.
I literally looked at the picture and looked down, and I was like, yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're hungry. Those munchies, though, when you drink, man. I get it.
Overall, the concept, you got it correct, bro.
Yeah, you're a winner.
Andrew.
With the win.
You guys are like Burn Brothers.
You are the winner. You also win tickets to go to Brian's Improv comedy show tonight at the Brea Improv. So stay with us, all right? I'll get you all the details off the air. Hold on.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Andrew with the big win. All right, bro. So what were you cooking when you allegedly got burned by something?
Before I tell you this, let me give a shout out to two winners from Instagram. Fearless Living 2016 said, leaned over a pot while cooking, wearing almost nothing. Boom, burnt. Housewife 17 said, was trying to cook, pan burn him. So this is the story I heard from my girlfriend 2 weeks after. I was too embarrassed to tell anybody. I didn't remember how I got this gash on my stomach. And she said, we came home from the wedding. I remembered I hadn't eaten any food. So at the house we were staying at, I went downstairs. I had purchased a frozen pizza from a gas station, because that's where you buy the best frozen pizzas.
Oh, gosh.
And I was shirtless. I went down. I had the pizza pan in the oven. I pulled the pizza pan out of the oven and just sizzled myself across my stomach with the entire cookie sheet of the pizza pan, which is like scalding hot at the time.
Smelling like straight up pepperoni and bacon
and
right there.
She said, at the time, I was so focused on the pizza, I didn't even notice I burned myself.
Whoa.
And my brother and my girlfriend were like, whoa, Brian, you just burned yourself. And I'm like, I ain't got time for burns. I got to cut this pizza up.
So there it is, man. Check out the pick up on 97.1 Amp Radio on the gram. Good guesses, though. This was fun. Hopefully you had fun, too.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.